it's Mark Kaye from The Mark Kaye Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kaye Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kaye, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kaye.
Mark Kaye!
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kaye is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kaye Show.
You are a rude, terrible person.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you listening.
You are the enemy of the people.
You know, somebody's got to do it. What's up? This is The Mark Kaye Show. My name's Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for joining me today. And man, I'll tell you what an interesting week we've had, back and forth. So much national news today. So ever since yesterday, you know, I thought the election was the big deal. I thought yesterday we talked about the election. We talked about all the amendments that passed here in Florida. We discussed how the House was back in the control of the Democrats. And then as soon as I walked out of the studio, Donald Trump came in and started his press conference, and that set off just a ridiculous whirlwind of major news, not just good, but bad, horrible, ugly, disgusting, awful things that happened at the White House. There was another mass shooting overnight, which you may have heard of. We've been covering it all morning. There was a major retirement in Donald Trump's cabinet with Jeff Sessions stepping down. That has drastic effects on the Mueller investigation. And of course, with all of that, the media is focused on one thing and one thing only, and that is themselves.
I'm glad Acosta's out. He should have been out a long time ago.
It is very distressing when the media decides to report on itself as if it were the most important thing in the entire world, which to themselves, I guess they are. I guess when you're CNN or you're Jim Acosta or you're anything else, you look at yourself and you go, wow, if something happens to me, I'm going to report. It used to be a long time ago. The reporters didn't care about having their name on a story. They didn't care about bylines. They wanted to get the truth out there. They wanted to get the information out there. And now the reporters want to be just as well known and just as famous or just as infamous as the people that they're reporting on. And everybody who says Donald Trump is treating this presidency like it's his own personal reality show, well, guess what? The media is also trying to keep up with the Trumps. The media is trying to do their best to be potentially, you know, star players in this saga. And yesterday, Jim Acosta did exactly that, which, again, led to some really amazing quotes from the president.
You are a rude, terrible person.
I'm going to play this for you. I'm going to play this for you in its entirety here in just a minute. And like I said, we are monitoring the situation that happened with the mass shooting at the Country Bar earlier this morning, or I guess late last night. Oh, and then another thing that happened today. Another thing. Ruth Bader Ginsburg fell again, and she fractured her ribs again, and she's in the hospital again. And this is not the first time she's done any of this. She did this, coincidentally, on the same day that they were planning to have a welcome ceremony for Justice Kavanaugh. I'm not saying she fell on purpose so she wouldn't have to go to the welcome Kavanaugh party, you know, and choke down some cake and try to pretend like she was happy he's there. I'm not saying that's what happened at all. I'm just saying the timing seems very suspicious that Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be in the hospital while all of her colleagues are celebrating the return of their newest member, Justice Kavanaugh. Anyway, so she's in the hospital. As you can imagine, people are flipping out all over. Well, okay. There's some people who are actually quite excited about this because they think that should she have to retire for health reasons, it might mean that there's yet another Supreme Court justice that Donald Trump gets to select and that our new, even larger Republican Senate can then confirm, hopefully with a lot less headaches than the last time. In fact, I saw one of my good friends say Ruth Bader Ginsburg has been summoned to the Death Star. I think that may be a little... Maybe a little harsh for an elderly woman who's having health problems, but you know, to each their own. To each their own. I'm not here to judge. Okay, that's horrible. Although you people should be ashamed of yourselves. But then there's other people who are like, oh my God, please do. I'll give a kidney. I'll donate a rib to her. I'll do whatever I need. If she needs platelets, I'll get her platelets. Anything she needs to stay healthy and active and alive, at least through the next 2 years, you know, so that because they don't want another really conservative justice on the Supreme Court. And if she should have to leave the court for any reason, that's exactly what would happen. So as you can tell, again, just a cornucopia of news stories that has erupted in the last 24 hours, each one drawing more attention away from the one previous. This war veteran, now we found out that the 28-year-old killer at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, who gunned down, it looks like now 12 people. 12 people dead, 11 killed, and then, of course, he took his own life with a handgun. Turns out he was an ex-Marine, it looks like. We're getting more information on that, and as I said at the bottom of the hour, I'm sure they'll bring you some more info as they get it. But it's been a whirlwind of news that it's tough to catch up, to keep up with. You know, I thought the big story today was going to be that Jeff Sessions had resigned, but the media keeps pushing this Jim Acosta thing. I thought the big story today was going to be that the Mueller investigation is on the brink of getting shut down because Rod Rosenstein is no longer in charge. With Jeff Sessions stepping down, the whole recusal is null and void, and the new guy, Whitaker, who was Jeff Sessions' chief of staff, who's taking over temporarily until a new attorney general can be appointed, he has no reason to recuse himself. He's got no conflict of interest, and he can say, hey, we're done. Give me your findings, write me your report, and let's get on with this whole thing. You know, a lot of people were really actually excited about Jeff Sessions stepping down as attorney general because they think that this whole long national nightmare will soon be over.
I nominate Trey Gowdy for attorney general.
Man, wouldn't that just be the bee's knees? Holy, that would just be. You'd talk about somebody who'd do an amazing job. I bet he would do an amazing job. I don't think he's going to do it, though. I think he made it pretty clear that he's not interested in any kind of political positions when he stepped down. But we'll get to that here in just a minute. This Jim Acosta story, though, this is the story that has legs. And the reason it has legs is because, well, the media is going to report on themselves above and beyond and above anything else. When CNN has the opportunity to put itself front and center in the story, they're going to do it. And Donald Trump, for whatever reason, continues to give them the opportunity. Now, I think that Donald Trump is just being Donald Trump, and maybe he's doing it, you know, to stoke the fire. Who knows? But at the same time, I feel like what's happening with Jim Acosta and CNN and the Trump White House is, in a way, CNN's own fault. And I believe that when they get up and start declaring that they are victims, that Donald Trump is stepping on their rights, I feel like they're just... You know, I don't want to say whiny biatch is not, that's not the right word, but I want to say basically what they're doing is they are belittling their own process and they are drawing attention to the fact that they are misrepresenting the media, misrepresenting themselves, acting out of line, speaking out of turn, and basically the real reason why Donald Trump acts this way toward the media. It's not that he doesn't like the media. On the contrary, nobody likes press more than Donald Trump. No president has ever spoken to the press or held more press conferences or answered more questions or just, you know, stopped and been more honest and truthful with the press than this president. And for them to turn around and say Donald Trump is trying to stifle the media, it's a ridiculous statement because the last thing Donald Trump wants to do is stifle the media. The media, that's his favorite thing in the entire world. He's just trying to keep people who are rude and reporting fake news from being rude and reporting fake news. I'm going to play you the whole clip here in just a minute. We're going to break down this whole step-by-step, what happened at the White House press corps yesterday and what Sarah Huckabee Sanders did afterward that really, really roiled everybody. That's coming up next. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back.
Who put some monster drink in Mark Kay's Cheerios this morning? Man, he is fired up.
I am. It wasn't monster drink. It's just my typical It's just my typical, you know, excitable self and personal. It's, you know what? It's all this great stuff going on in the news. I mean, there's horrible stuff going on in the news, too. But there's also, I feel like, a lot of positive stuff going on in the news, especially with our political system. And one of them is this back and forth with the media. And I'm going to play you this. This happened yesterday. And again, I want to thank Donald Trump for not interfering with our program yesterday. We got the whole hour in. We only have 1 hour around here, and man, we milked it for all it was worth yesterday. We plowed through the amendments, we plowed through the election recap, we plowed through all your open mics, we plowed through a lot of great stuff. Then, as soon as we were done, like, I was literally saying goodbye, and they were introducing the president. So again, Mr. Trump, I definitely appreciate you waiting until the end of the show, because it was scheduled for 11:30. You know, and I always, when the president schedules a press conference for like 10:30, I'm like, oh, he's going to start at 11 and I'm going to have no show today. But when he schedules at 11:30, I go, oh, this is great. He's going to not even walk in the door till noon. It's going to be, that's exactly what happened. So he did his press conference, and this was something that happened after he spoke. The first thing he did was he spoke for about 30 solid minutes about the election. He's maybe more. He spoke about the people who won, the people who lost. He spoke about everything else that was going on with some of the Republicans who didn't embrace his agenda, who distanced themselves from his White House, distanced themselves purposely because they thought it would help them, and how they lost. And he basically said, "Too bad. You know, you should have looked for my help. You should have looked to me, and I would have helped you." He talked about Mia Love and saying, hey, she gave me no love and now she's out. Bye-bye, Mia. And that's 100% true. He's just stating fact. Of course, the media, they likened him to a criminal mastermind and a mafioso or a gangster. I'll get to that here in just a minute. But then what they did was they gave the microphone to Jim Acosta from CNN, who asked Donald Trump about the immigration ad that the Republicans were running before the midterms, is showing the horrible people that come into this country and saying that this is what's happening with the caravan. And here's what Donald Trump had to say.
These were people, this was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
I think you should let me run the country. You run CNN. All right. And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question. Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Okay, now it could have stopped there. There was this great line. Donald Trump said, look, these people weren't actors in the commercial. This was actual footage taken at the border. We use it in a TV commercial, and that's what's happening. And Donald Trump answered the question. He said that's enough, and this could have been the end of it. But Jim Acosta doesn't want it to end there because Jim Acosta likes when the camera's on him as much as most people like when the camera's on the president. You know, the focus should be on the president's answers to the question. But CNN reporters like the camera to be focused on them. So basically, here's what's happening. Jim Acosta refuses to give the microphone back to the White House intern. There's a White House intern, a young girl. Her job is to move the microphone around the room. And when somebody has a question, they get the microphone. And when somebody's done or when the president says, that's enough, they give the microphone back to the intern and they move on. Here's what happened next.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I was going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Pardon me, ma'am. That's where the intern goes to get the microphone. And Jim Acosta pulls the microphone back and like karate chops her arm almost to get her to keep from getting the microphone. And that was the news. Jim Acosta karate chopping this woman's arm to keep the microphone at bay. That's when the snowball started to roll downhill. And I'll play you the rest of this clip and I'll tell you exactly what happened because of this one back and forth incident. I'll tell you what happened that caused this thing to just explode here in just a minute. 340-1045 is the number, by the way. 340-1045 is the number. If you want to get through, if you want to leave me an open mic, you can do that with our downloadable mobile app. Just go to News 104.5 on the iTunes Store, or the Google Play Store. Download that app, send me an open mic message, and we'll get it on the air. It's the Mark Kay Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. And we got a bunch of people calling in already about Jim Acosta. I'm going to play you the rest of this clip here in just a minute. But first, let's get to Chase and Stark. Chase, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you? What do you want to say?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to say I thought it'd be funny if, you know, this intern or whatever she was came out. You know, we're living in the Me Too movement. I just thought it'd be funny if she came out and said that she felt violated or something with the way that he touched her. That's just my opinion. I thought I wanted your input.
Yeah, look, and we were. I mean, here's the thing: you're not supposed to do. I mean, if somebody is, especially a young female intern, is trying to get a microphone away from you that doesn't belong to you, you give it up. And Jim Acosta didn't do it, and that's why what happened in the end was they revoked his press credentials. You know, and thanks so much for the call. That's the second part of this whole story. Well, let me play the end of the clip here. Here's what happened after he refused to give up the microphone.
It's enough,
Mr. President. I had one other question, if I may ask, on the Russia investigation. Are you concerned that you may have?
I'm not concerned about anything with the Russian investigation because it's a hoax. That's enough. Put down the mic.
Mr. President, are you worried about indictment?
Put down the mic, and he still does not put down the microphone. He's a guest in the White House press room for this press conference, and Donald Trump answered his question and said, put down the mic, and he refuses. He won't let the intern take the microphone away.
Indictment's coming down in this investigation.
Mr. President.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them. You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working for CNN.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's a rude, terrible person. So then,
I think that's unfair.
You're a very rude person. The way you treat Sarah Huckabee is horrible.
And this is Donald Trump now standing up for his people. He's now saying to Jim Acosta, you're rude to me. You're being rude to this intern. You're rude to my press secretary every single day almost. And you should be ashamed of yourself. Now the microphone goes to Peter Alexander from NBC.
And the way you treat other people are horrible. You shouldn't treat people that way. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jim. In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts his butt.
Well, I'm not
like
a big fan of yours either, so.
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you.
This is my favorite part of the whole press conference, but I'm not a big fan of yours either, Peter, so you watch what you're doing. So this is what happens. But question, Jim Acosta, he doesn't stop there. As soon as Peter Alexander starts asking his question, Jim Acosta, sans microphone, by the way, you know, no microphone in hand, starts yelling at the president again.
You are the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly... Over the course
okay,
of
okay, just sit down, please. Well, when you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people.
So what Jim Acosta is doing now is he's trampling on Peter Alexander's question. He's still speaking out of turn. He's disrespecting the president, and he's yelling out, you tell people we're the enemy of the people, basically. You tell folks we're the enemy of the people, and that's why they send us pipe bombs in the mail. So Jim Acosta basically blatantly accusing Donald Trump out of turn, the president of the United States, of being the reason that pipe bombs are being sent to reporters and other Democrats and things like that. And there's so much wrong with this. The fact that he's acting this way in front of the president, who he shows no respect to whatsoever, you know, it's abhorrent. It's deplorable, to steal a word from Hillary Clinton. And so Sarah Huckabee Sanders and the White House, they basically pulled his credentials. And they said, you no longer have what's called a hard pass, which allows you basically unfettered access. Jim Acosta said that the Secret Service basically took his pass. Here, we have him whining about it. Where? It's right here. Hang on. Listen to this.
This is Jim Acosta. I am in front of the White House. Secret Service officer is asking for my hard pass. Obviously, no hard feelings to the officer, but I am now giving my hard pass to the Secret Service.
Yeah, given the hard pass to the Secret Service. And the reason is because he was not following the rules. He was being rude. He was putting his hand on the interns. He wasn't giving up the microphone when it wasn't his chance turn to speak anymore. And he was being basically, you know, a jerk bag. And so Sarah Huckabee Sanders ordered the Secret Service to take his pass away. And then they issued a statement. Well, CNN issued a statement, but then also so did Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And what she said was basically that Jim Acosta put his hands on a reporter, was acting out of turn, he was rude, and we will no longer welcome that kind of behavior. Well, CNN, of course, erupts, saying that their First Amendment rights are being violated and Donald Trump is trampling on the news. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders politely points out that Donald Trump is the most accessible president in the history of the world. He will always stop for the press. He will always answer questions. They just don't like what he says. So they're trying to turn it around now that it's Donald Trump stifling their freedom of speech, which is ridiculous. Jim Acosta can still say and print and report whatever he wants. He just can't walk around the White House unaccompanied because they're afraid, you know, he might hit somebody. Rick on the South Side. Rick, thank you so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Rick?
Hi, very good. I think President Trump ought to do what Bill Clinton did in his first beginning of his office. He kicked all the White House reporters, made them move their furniture, equipment, and everything out of the wing, and then invited them back when they committed to the etiquette. And it really worked. They treated them like gold after that.
The other thing that you'll remember, is speaking of the Clintons, is that there was a time during the campaign when Hillary Clinton disappeared. A lot of folks said she died. I don't know, that's uncorroborated. But basically, there were stories after stories that during this campaign, this is a major presidential campaign, one that she fully expected to win. And during that campaign, she did not hold a single press conference for something like 30 days. Maybe it was even longer in the end. 30 or 40 days, she didn't talk to one reporter. She didn't answer one question. They tried to stop her in the hallways, asking her about her position. Donald Trump was talking to reporters and doing interviews and on Megyn Kelly, well, on her show, not actually on Megyn Kelly, and he was doing everything he could to keep his name and his answers and his positions in the press. He was doing every show that he could possibly do. He talked to radio reporters who hated him. He talked to TV reporters who thought he was horrible. He went on CNN. He would call in. He would pick up the phone, call into Fox. He would call into NBC and say, put me on the air right now because what you're saying is wrong. And he would do these impromptu press conferences and TV appearances and radio appearances. And it was unfettered access, always has been. And Hillary Clinton disappeared for 30 days, gave no access to any of them. So when you look at it, clearly there's a double standard. So Jim Acosta right now does not have White House. The other thing that you need to realize is that Donald Trump did not ban any one media outlet from the White House. CNN is still welcome at the White House. Jim Acosta is not. And New York Times, still welcome at the White House. NBC, you know, Peter Alexander, they're all still welcome to come to the White House. And they just can't send Jim Acosta to walk around, you know, willy-nilly. He was still at the White House lawn. He was still broadcasting outside yesterday. I'm sure he'll be there again today. And if any of these other reporters, the other thing about reporters is, this is so funny, they always talk about how they have camaraderie and how they have each other's backs. And everyone's like, oh, look at Peter Alexander standing up for Jim Acosta. Yeah, if you really wanted to stand up for Jim Acosta, you wouldn't show up for work today. You know, none of you would walk into the White House and sit down and ask President Trump a question. But Peter Alexander did exactly what he was supposed to do. He looked after himself. He looked after, you know, his interests. And he continued to interview Donald Trump. And the fact of the matter is, reporters will never stand in solidarity against the president because it's too good for their ratings. It's too good for them. It's too good for their careers. Jim Acosta would never be this popular. He would never be this well-known. Nobody would know his name if it weren't for Donald Trump. And that's why he basks in it and relishes in it. And every other reporter goes into those press conferences every single time. And they all try to do what Jim Acosta does. They try to come up with the most inflammatory question. They try to come up with the most one-sided and biased question. They try to come up with the most obnoxious statement that will get Donald Trump to attack them verbally so that they can then claim that they're the victim and they can write themselves into the story. Because as a reporter, you're not supposed to write yourself into the story. But how are you going to become famous if you don't? 340-1045. Quick break. More of the Mark Kaye Show coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark Kaye Show. My name is Mark Kaye. Thank you so much for joining me.
You are the enemy of the people.
Well, you know, I mean, the people need an enemy. Otherwise, they're not going to have any heroes. So I'll take what I can get. 340-1045. Is the number 340-1045. Let's go to Steve on the South Side. Steve, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kaye Show. How are you?
All right, Mark, how you doing?
Good, man. What'd you want to say?
Well, first off, I want to say CNN, Counterfeit News Network.
Right.
And shouldn't Millie Vanilli be reporting it if it's the counterfeit news?
Wow, throwback. Man, that's talking about a throwback. That is, for those of you that don't know, Millie Vanilli was the very popular duo that charted with, Blame It on the Rain, and then we found out that they were lip-syncing because, you know, everyone thought, one of them's dead, though, I think, so I don't know that they could. Girl, You Know It's True, that was another great Millie Vanilli. That was another great Millie Vanilli hit. Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. Look, the Jim Acosta thing is taking away from really important stuff. And one of the most important things, and I'm a little shocked that CNN and the other networks are making such a big deal about this, Jim. No, I'm not. I'm not shocked, but I'm a little disheartened because for two reasons. Number one, Jim Acosta is told by the president, be quiet and sit down, and then his press pass is taken away, and it's like national news. But Tucker Carlson is getting threatened by an angry mob at his house.
We are ready to sleep at night. Tucker Carlson, we are ready. We know where you sleep at night.
They're basically threatening him, saying, we know where you sleep at night, and they're scaring his children and his wife at his house, and nobody seems to be reporting that. Jim Acosta apparently is this horrible victim because he gets a press pass taken away from him. It's a piece of paper wrapped in plastic. And he's all upset. He's all up in arms. They're actually showing up at Tucker Carlson's house and threatening him. Angry mobs of people with bullhorns. And you don't see that on the front page. You don't see CNN freaking out about that. Really, that should be the thing that you're more concerned about. And I guarantee that's not Donald Trump's fault. That's not Donald Trump's fault, the way Jim Acosta is trying to make the pipe bombs all about the president. 340-1045. But the bigger story, and the one that they're ignoring, which shocks me, is the Jeff Sessions resignation, because Jeff Sessions is no longer the attorney general, which means it's wide open. And Whitaker, who's now the acting attorney general, or will be for at least 210 days or something random like that, has the power to fire Mueller, stop the Mueller probe. He'll get the Mueller report. Rod Rosenstein is totally out of the picture. And the fact that that should be the big thing that the Democrats are concerned with. Because really, the plug could be pulled on Mueller at any moment. The investigation could wrap up. The report could be handed in, whether it's completed or not, at any time. It may never see the light of day. And whether it's this Whitaker guy or whether it's somebody that they put in place after him, it's going to be a totally different situation than what they thought it was going to be under Jeff Sessions. And everyone's speculation is all running rampant. Who's going to be the next attorney general? I guarantee you, whoever it is, Donald Trump will not make the same mistake twice. Whoever it is, it's going to be somebody who's going to make sure that the Mueller probe does not adversely affect the presidency.
You heard it here first. Pam Bondi, United States Attorney General.
Great pick. Rudy Giuliani, I thought, should have been the original attorney general, but he was overlooked for whatever reason. I hear there was a report just moments ago that Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey and presidential candidate, Chris Christie was on the short list, which, again, I don't know. Maybe they're old buddies from back up north. Who knows? I don't know if Chris Christie's still a viable candidate for any position. But, you know, whatever. He was a tough-as-nails crime guy. And maybe he'll be good in the post of attorney general. But that's going to be something that Donald Trump is going to be focusing on. While the media is focused on themselves, Donald Trump is going to be focused about going forward, running the country, getting cabinet members in place that are going to help further his agenda. 3-4. Oh, and he may, you know, depending on how things go today at the hospital, may have to start focusing on choosing another name off of his list of 25 judges to become the next Supreme Court Justice of the U.S. I'm just saying, you got to be prepared for anything. Hey, Susan on the West Side. Susan, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
Great, Susan. What did you want to say?
On the CNN issue, I think that if President Trump were to say right now, okay, so we don't want a male who's going to disrespect female. If CNN wants to send in another reporter, not a male who is showing that he's going to disrespect women, then we'll give a press pass to another CNN reporter and just keep Acosta out from now on.
There are other reporters that have press passes from CNN. They're not blocking CNN. They're blocking Jim Acosta, and they're not even blocking him. They're just saying he can't have unfettered access. He can't have a hard pass. He can walk around the White House if he's accompanied, if he's monitored, that kind of thing. And everyone talking about the Me Too movement, you're absolutely right. If the tables were turned, and we always said, whenever you're talking about Donald Trump, you have to start with that. If the tables were turned, if it were a male intern who was forcibly trying to grab the microphone away from a female reporter, all hell would have broken. You would have had me too everywhere. You cannot lay your hands on a woman. I don't care if she won't give up the microphone. You let her have the microphone. But because it's Jim Acosta and CNN, they seem to be just glossing over the fact that he was pushing this woman's hand away, that she was going for the microphone, which was her job, the microphone owned by the people of the United States, not by Jim Acosta and CNN. It wasn't his microphone. Donald Trump had told him, give the microphone up, and he didn't do it. And he kept pushing her away. And for whatever reason, when it's CNN accosting a female intern, it seems to be okay. But I guarantee, had it been the other way around, it would have been a whole other story. And Sarah Huckabee Sanders would have had to be putting out different statements than the one that she put out yesterday. All right, we're going to keep following this. We're going to keep following Sessions. We're going to keep following Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the latest on that horrible shooting in Thousand Oaks, California. I'm sure that's coming up first. The news and Rush Limbaugh's next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.